Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Sponsored by Virgin Mobile. We'll tell you when your phone is paid off. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Now, we kicked off the show this morning talking about broadcaster, designer, TV personality, and my friend Darren Kennedy. So Darren took to Instagram and Twitter this weekend to highlight an experience he had while out and about in Dublin. When someone actually shouted a homophobic term at him while he was walking down the street. To explain exactly what happened, I'm delighted to welcome Darren to the show. Good morning.
Hiya, Jen. How are you?
I'm good. Listen, thanks so much for coming on the show. So a lot of us, I mean, it's all we could talk about when we came in this morning on the team because we'd all seen your post and explaining what happened. We were all, to be honest, we were just so shocked that this happened. Especially with Pride and all of that going on, that this happened. We were so shocked. But can you tell us what happened that day?
Yeah. So it was a lovely weekend. I mean, the sun had come out on Saturday evening and I had the biggest dilemma of my weekend at that moment in time was what to have for dinner. Mm. And it was a toss-up between Mexican and Thai, right? Loving my life. And Thai went out and I went to Camden Street and I was waiting outside for my food to arrive. And kind of, there was a great buzz around, people red enjoying the pubs and you know, their Saturday night. And this group, my boyfriend went into the shop to get her food and I was standing outside and these group of lads went by, thought nothing of it, until one of them pretty much stuck his finger right at my head and shouted, "There's the faggot off the telly," to his group of mates. And to be honest with you, I was just completely shocked. And my initial feeling was one of embarrassment. And this is the thing that really gets me because, you know, I'm a grown man. I've dealt with all those things in the past. You know, I grew up like many people in Ireland, not just gay, but being called faggot, all these things. And you kind of brush it off and kind of go, well, sure, you know, there's nothing I can do about it. But here I am standing in the middle of Dublin city centre, minding my own business, having a nice time. And then someone comes up and says that. It was so triggering for lots of different reasons. As I said, the embarrassment was the first thing because it brought me back to, I felt like I was a 12-year-old again in the schoolyard or outside school. And then, you know, and these are all fleeting thoughts because I can deal with this. Mm. I'm a man who has processed and come to love who I am. But I was, you know, and I was thinking about it afterwards, I felt so much shame. And that was probably the real trigger for me. It was shame around those feelings of being different when I was growing up being gay. And it's kind of what hurts me is that people are doing that today. And, you know, if that's directed in the wrong way or towards someone who's maybe not so okay with who they are or maybe still figuring out who they are, well, that can, you know, that can be really devastating. And that's why I just wanted to call it out. And it's kind of bizarre because I feel emotional about it now. And I hadn't. But I just feel so strongly about it, you know, because it's also from what I'm hearing, it's on the rise. And I think that's the really worrying part here is it's on the rise. And I obviously put this video out yesterday, just kind of, I had said it on my Instagram stories. And then yesterday I just had a little follow up video and I got like hundreds and hundreds of messages of support. And I know overwhelmingly people in this country are supportive of everybody. And actually there was a huge disbelief that word was still being used in 2021. But also the other side of it was I got a huge amount of messages from gay people saying that actually they've noticed, and this is the really worrying part, that in the past 12 to 18 months in particular, that there seems to be an increase in this type of kind of casual everyday homophobia.
How old were these lads?
Oh God, I'd say they were early to mid to late 20s, probably. Like, they weren't 15, 16-year-olds.
Wow.
These were, like, they were men. Do you know what I mean?
That's even more shocking, really.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. And that's the thing. And it's like, well, why is this on the rise? And is it linked to the pandemic? Is it linked to people being stuck in their homes? I don't know. But either way, it's something that we need to call out. And, you know, often there's a misconception And I get this, right? If you're not a gay person or you don't have any connection to anyone who's gay in Ireland, you kind of assume, sure, 6 years ago we had marriage equality, everything's rosy and dandy, we move on, we don't need to think about gays anymore, or gay rights and equality. And in actual fact, it kind of feels like with marriage equality, obviously it was a massive moment in Irish history. And, you know, the overwhelming reply was, yes, everyone deserves equal rights. But it can sometimes be with any sort of progress, I guess, one step forward, two steps back. And so that's why I think we need to really be vigilant and continue to support. And it's not just gay people, it's allies. And I know the vast majority of people in this country are allies and are amazing and just want people to love and be happy. But it's about keeping on our toes, I guess. One of the replies that I got, Jen, that was really heartwarming was, I've often spoken in the past about growing up gay in Ireland and you know, being bullied and the difficult experiences that I had. And much of that was linked to this, you know, my school environment, St. Aidan's in Collins Avenue there in Whitehall. But I got a gorgeous message from a teacher there called Gemma. I've no idea who she is, but she just said that, you know, how much that school has changed and that most of the teachers there are now allies and they really implement lots of LGBT-friendly initiatives. And that for me was like, wow, you know, that would have made my life so much different. So I'm delighted to see that it is changing.
Can we talk about allies for a second? Because you were in a Dublin city centre setting. There was, were there people around? Did you feel you had an ally in that particular moment, or did you feel quite isolated and alone? I'm just wondering, because it's a question I've been asking listeners all morning, is what do we do when we see that? You know, it's very good. Like, we're talking about it now in the aftermath, but in it, Darren, in the moment, did you have an ally? Was there someone that came up to you and go, that is not on, are you okay? Did that happen?
To be honest, I don't know if anyone even noticed. It was right. So fleeting. Okay. I don't know if anyone around me even noticed, to be honest. But I, like, again, and this is, you know, I don't want to exaggerate it. This, when I talk about how I'm feeling, we all know these feelings, they're micro milliseconds. But the feeling in that moment was total embarrassment. I was embarrassed for who I was for a million milliseconds. I was shameful for who I was for, again, for a million milliseconds. And I, you know, speaking as a 40-year-old man now, I tell you, there is no shame about who I am. I'm so proud of everything and of the person I am, right? Mm. So I would never change it for the world. But 15-year-old Darren would be a completely different kettle of fish. And 15-year-old Darren was so insecure and had so much shame and hated the person he was because I was different, because I didn't fit in. And so that's the juxtaposition here for me. And I'm like, it's not good enough. It's not on, you know. And that word faggot for me is just, it's so violent. It's so loaded. It brings me back to a horrible place. And Jen, I'll tell you this because, well, I'm not sure if I told you before, but one of the most horrific experiences I had as a young gay guy growing up in Dublin was a group of guys knocking into my house to see if I was coming out. Mm. And I thought this was great, you know, because I kind of struggled to connect with some of these people. And I thought, brilliant, we're making headway here. And we literally got about 200 metres down the road out of eyeshot of my house. And I got a sense of kind of a change in the atmosphere. And I kind of noticed that people had dispersed and I realized they had created a circle around me, probably about 7 or 8 guys, and they had eggs. And they started egging me and calling me faggot. And that was not a pleasant experience.
No.
So, you know, and that's not a pleasant experience for anybody. And so it really does hurt because I do actually, and this is just as it happens, I do quite a bit of kind of charity work with the group Belong To, mm-hmm. who are phenomenal. And I recently hosted their annual report. And it was great to see that we had the Minister for Equality, Roderick O'Gorman, as part of that host. You know, so there is huge support, obviously, from the highest levels of government. And they were saying that, you know, the pandemic has been really, really difficult for so many LGBT plus people because they've been kind of isolated and stuck in environments where they don't feel safe.
Yeah.
You know, so the point for me is, you know, this everyday casual homophobia if you hear it, if you witness it, if your colleagues are saying it or your schoolmates are saying, let's just put an end to it. Let's tell people it's not good enough.
I think you're dead right. And I think you made a very good point. We actually mentioned it in our Newsy Bit. Susie mentioned about we need to get the education started a lot, lot quicker. It's amazing to hear that your old school have changed so much. Do you think, you know, going into these schools and doing these talks, and it's such an important step in stamping out this kind of behaviour so people and kids know. And sorry, let's not leave it to the kids, or let's not leave it to the schools. You know, if you're a parent, if you're a parent, if you're an auntie, right, and you have kids in your life, we all have a duty right now, because you know, it's not so long ago that the marriage referendum happened, so we're still in the midst of it. It is our duty as adults to educate the young people in our lives about homophobia and about these terms and what they mean and how damaging and upsetting they are, and stamp it out as quickly as we can. I think that is everyone's duty, really.
It is, yeah. I completely agree. And one of the things, actually, that I was really amazed to learn was Belong To have now got this project with schools. It's a program, kind of pioneering program, to create safe space for LGBTQ plus students in schools across Ireland. And they've got 20 schools on board at the moment, where essentially, you know, teachers and the whole kind of management of the school get on board to make LGBT issues, I guess, prominent. You know, and they're talking about it and make it a whole supportive space. So it change is happening, but it's very slow, obviously. And, you know, any type of change like this takes persistence and takes determination and takes a lot of time. But I think you're right. I mean, everyone needs to get on board. And that's the point. I also just want to say, like, you know, I think 50 or 60,000 people watched that video so far. And I've had so many messages that I can't reply to them all, but they've all been incredibly supportive. And most of them are probably coming from, you know, a mom, a parent, an aunt, an uncle, a teacher. So, you know, the vast majority of people there absolutely believe everything we're saying and they're on board. But it's just, I guess, about us being more vocal about it and, you know, reminding ourselves that we need to be aware and keep and call it out. And that's what I keep saying. Let's just call it out, that everyday casual thing. Call it out. I even wonder, here's the thing, right? Mm. I wonder if the fellow who called me faggot even knows what a faggot is. It doesn't even matter.
And the words probably meant nothing to him. You know what I mean? It was just a word that he associated with something, and but it's loaded. It's loaded for the person on the other end. I'm getting a lot of texts in, Darren, for you on 51552 saying how amazing you are. Hi, Jen. I met Darren Kennedy 4 years ago at Pride, and oh my God, he's amazing. He even allowed my husband take a photo of myself and Darren. So head up, Darren. You are amazing. In caps, that's from Sharon in Burr. A lot of those text messages coming in for you, pal. We absolutely love you. We're sorry that happened to you. That little rag of a human being will get his comeuppance. But I think we all need to support. And I'm so proud of you for not brushing it off, you know, and calling it out, because that takes work as well. And it's great that you're in a place, you know, you can do that and you can call it out and you can, you know, and you have a platform to do so. And you use that platform all the time for, you know, for calling out this kind of stuff. And I love that. Thank you.
You know, that's the thing. I've been brushing it off for 30 years. And here I am, a 40-year-old man in the street going, I can't brush this off.
No.
This is not acceptable, but thank you.
You're dead right. And listen, as Darren mentioned there, Belong To is working to support LGBTI plus young people. And if you want more information about the organisation and their projects in schools, like Darren mentioned, you can pop along to their website, belongto.org. 2FM supports Belong To every year because of their work is just so, so important and needed, unfortunately. Darren, thank you so much for being on the show today. And I just want to say to you guys out there, if you have experienced something similar, get in touch. We are here for you and we're going to call it out. 51552. You can also mail me jen@rt.ie. And remember that if you have struggled with being abused because of your sexual orientation, there is support and help available. I mean, the National LGBT Helpline is available right now, 1819 929 539. We'll be right back.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.